This is a replay of the Wednesday night, January 31st, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip, for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. Plenty on my mind, but whatever is on yours will take precedence. All you got to do is call 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, so I heard David Jennings talking about TikTok and the like and all that's going on Capitol Hill. Well, there's another issue with TikTok, and Universal Music Group is the one bringing it up. And they put out an unprecedented open letter, why we must call time on TikTok, accusing the site of bullying and intimidating and accepting deals that are worth less than previous deals and not reflective of TikTok's exponential growth. TikTok accounts for about 1% maybe of UMG's total revenue, which the UMG says is evidence of how little TikTok compensates for artists and songwriters, particularly how big it is. And they claim that during negotiations for a new agreement, TikTok proposed paying artists and songwriters a fraction of the rate that similarly situated major social platforms pay. And it went ahead and also further criticized TikTok for flooding the market with AI-generated recordings and tools to enable users to promote and create AI on the platform, to the detriment of artists, by the way, and so much for contractual rights. And negotiations stalled, so what did TikTok do? They began to selectively remove the music of some of the developing artists, the people who you would not necessarily be going to the sites to hear, you know, not the lures, not the Taylor Swifts of the world. And the tactics, pretty good one if you're going to, play hardball that way, as far as that goes. But the tactics are pretty obvious and, hurt the vulnerable artists, make them cry for a license deal, and intimidate UMG into conceding a bad deal that is even worse going forward. And clearly, the removal of the entire catalog would cause a huge stir among users on the platform, and I'm all for it. If I'm UMG, I'm done negotiating. I just pull it. And you're talking about, as far as artists, in addition to Taylor Swift, the Beatles, Drake, Bob Dylan, Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Ariana Grande, Elton John, and on the list goes, and that's just a fraction of it. And it also owns the right to what has turned out to be one of TikTok's most popular songs, Sophie Ellis Bextor's Murder on the Dance Floor, which actually is over 20 years old now, but it's getting a real resurgence because it was included into a soundtrack recently. So that's the deal. Now, so with that in mind, what does TikTok have to say about it? Well, of course, they say it's sad and disappointing. UMG put their own greed above the interests of their artists and songwriters. No, just no. And then they say, despite their false narrative, the fact is we have chosen to walk away from the powerful support of a platform with over a billion users that serves as a free promotional discovery vehicle for their talent. Yeah, no. I think UMG they should absolutely man up to this and just say, we're done, TikTok. We're out of here. And see what happens then. I certainly wouldn't cave to it, and I don't think ultimately, while it may benefit the guy or gal who you know, basically has 2 cents in royalties, it so hurts the established players. Not to mention, again, I don't lose sight of the fact that we are actually talking about what is nothing but a disguised instrument of the Chinese government. So that said, I hope they'll stick to their guns. Yeah. Yeah, I don't buy a word that TikTok is saying about that. All right, so we have a lot of stories, 888-876-5593. And I was talking to John about one that that I found today. And I said, you know, after last night, when we talked about that lunatic in Philadelphia who is torturing animals for fun and profit and has been arrested, thank God, I just can't go there. But I will say the bottom line is there are no shortage of articles on this, and we're going to avoid them all. I think that we have from James alone more than half a dozen. So we'll avoid that grisly one and come up with some better ones. And when I say more than half a dozen, that's just not even a start of the plethora of stories James from the Southeast sends. So, James, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm fine. I was just waiting here. I had almost fallen asleep. I realized, oh, I got to call in.
Oh, man. Well, I'm delighted that you did, because I know we kept you on hold for 3 hours yesterday, and then the show was ending, so that wasn't good. Not for somebody who literally sent me over 500 stories in the last couple days alone. So, absolutely. But, you know, what's interesting in all these stories is, I say, you can come up with countless examples of people behaving very badly, but I don't want to be known for only bringing the bad news. So, looking for the stories that you thought were good news, what's some of your favorites?
Okay, there was one involved. They thought this person was like missing or something, and then they found her in a different place. And I'm like, oh, now that was pretty good.
Yeah,
I thought that was good. Then it was the one, okay, in which this felt like their family hadn't, their children hadn't really cared enough about them, and just simply said, oh, okay, so they left their fortune to their pets.
Yeah, and you know, that happens fairly, I won't say fairly often, because that's unfair, but it happens more often than you would expect. And I know there's reports of a dog on Miami Beach who has a mansion, but I always worry about the caregivers of these pets. Now, when the pets die, who gets the pet? Who gets the money?
Yeah, I'm presuming that there's got to be a clause in there, because the pet isn't going to, unless a very young and of a certain breed, okay, it's not going to live. Let's just say if it's a turtle, the turtle might outlive the caregiver.
Well, absolutely. That's why you certainly don't want the next in line for the inheritance to care for the pet, because Fluffy will be going away sooner rather than later. So you have to worry about that. But yeah, you do hear about that from time to time, and I can only imagine what the family thinks. Now, I do have to bring up one, because I had a good friend who was from Donaldsonville, Georgia. And there's not a happy story, but nonetheless, Miss Donaldson last year, by the way, if at Donaldsonville in Georgia, it's about, an hour and a half from Tallahassee. It's in Seminole County in South Georgia. In any event, 18 years old, charged with murdering an 18-month-old. So I'm sure the people in Donaldsonville are very proud of her.
Oh, yeah, they're saying, oh, just get ourselves on the map for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, really, exactly. So,
and basically, you could actually, you would almost start out with, I don't know what song you would basically say, born under a bad sign.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out. But what, you know, this is going to sound horribly cruel, but after all, she did win what essentially is a beauty contest, Miss Donaldsonville. If you look at her, you say to yourself, that's the best they could do. And so I think there's
one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Well, there,
and
there is that.
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Yes, yes. So we have a lawsuit settlement because everybody's eating at Chick-fil-A, I think. And the bottom line is apparently eligible customers can be part of this class action suit. Now, of course, class action suit usually means the lawyers get $10 million and the class action suit members get 10 cents. But nonetheless, if you ordered from five different states an online delivery from Chick-fil-A between 2019 and 2021, you might be eligible up to $29.25. And apparently, this was filed in Georgia saying Chick-fil-A made deceptive promises about delivery fees on orders on its app and its website. And so if you're in Florida, Georgia, California, New York, or New Jersey, and you placed a delivery order on any of the company's website or apps or whatever between November 2019 and April 2021, they'll send you $29.25. I assume you better have your receipt, but I don't know.
I'd better cover your butt on that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, and something tells me that they won't require a receipt, but at the least, you better live in one of those states if you're trying to pull this off.
Yeah, I would think so, because even though there's some in Illinois, I think they will use a DoorDash.
Yeah. Then we have, and we always have a lot of stories like this. Worker accidentally uploads photo meant for her boyfriend to the company website. Apologies to my boss. You know, and of course, it has to be on TikTok. Now, you can imagine what the picture is when you hear the user's name at Shop Girl Screw. And so apparently, yes, 754,000 views since last few months. She worked for a jewelry store. And she mistakenly sent a photo intended for her boyfriend to the jewelry store website.
You know, I know something. I have a feeling that her company may have to give her some bonuses because she might just draw customers.
Well, you're right about that. They certainly probably got more business. Well, more trolling, more customers. Maybe no more businesses, but yeah. But you're always hearing those stories about pictures that got uploaded that shouldn't have been. And sometimes it's from disgruntled ex-partners, or sometimes it's from stupidity like this. But either way, why on earth are you taking these pictures?
Yeah, and I mean, okay, we always say, okay, it's one thing if you paint and you wanted a model and you wanted maybe some cheesecake, although now, of course, now they don't even hardly do that. They go for the full.
Well, right. Right.
Yeah, we won't say.
Well, and I cannot imagine why you think it's a good idea to preserve that in picture form, and especially on a computer where it could accidentally get uploaded to God knows where.
In fact, guess what? Here was what was said by the older generation of Playboy Playmates to their younger contemporaries. This was, I think the statement was made something like 20 years ago. They say, be careful what you pose for. Because once it's out there, it is out there forever.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And of course, if you're going for that Playboy centerfold shot, it's going to be more tasteful than most. And hopefully you've got a career that needs the publicity and you've weighed it and you think that that's an okay thing to do. But that's a lot different than some of these home shots that have no artistic value whatsoever and gain you nothing in the process.
Yeah, then if your employer gets a hold of the wrong type of employee Jim and Joan Pentecostal, you might find yourself out of a job.
Absolutely.
It happened to a Playboy Playmate.
Yeah.
I think at least two or three I've heard about.
Oh yeah, but again, when that happens to them, at least they got some money for the photo shoot, and they wound up getting a lot of publicity for it. Yeah, maybe it cost them later, but most of these people got no advantage to these shots whatsoever. And the other thing, because it's not only just uploading pictures, some of the email mistakes you hear about. You know, like somebody sending their boss an email that they thought they were sending to a friend, just railing on the guy or gal. It's amazing. Oh. Yeah, I know you always hear about that people, in fact, will not realize the likelihood that this could happen. You know, I can't imagine.
Yeah, so. And it unfortunately, as I recall, Judge Judy once said, "A beauty fades, dumb is forever."
Yeah, it's true. So Wheel of Fortune, apparently. Lately, the fans have been up in arms about a variety of things, but now it's about a woman who supposedly should get the $40,000 because she guessed the word. Of course, there's obviously videos of this. You can decide for themselves. But what I found fascinating about that article is how many people took time to comment on it. Clearly, we as a nation have time on our hands.
Yeah, bread is, Rome burns, but bread circuses are served.
Isn't it the truth? Isn't it?
How would you like your bread and circus while everybody is fighting over some important thing? I'll have mine with orange marmalade of shame.
Yeah, there you are. So we also have watch what happens when man picks up piranha and puts something in its mouth. You don't have to watch. You know what's going to happen. And so...
I'm like, really?
Well, what it is, and you know this, obviously, is for whatever reason, there are people addicted to presence on social marketing and stuff like this, and they all want the most amount of viewers and amount of likes or what have you. But, tangling with piranhas is probably not the best way to do it.
No, I would say, you're over there. As the famous phrase uttered by our parents and grandparents from time in venom, leave sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, really.
Sleeping piranhas lie.
Yeah, now I will say there was one story, and it's the best story I've heard in a while. There's nothing but good news about this. And I must admit that I would never have done this because I wouldn't have had what it takes. And it's a young guy who's a pizza delivery guy, 25 years old. He's off work. He's driving home in Indiana the dead of night, and he drives past a home he sees engulfed in flames. He runs in, he saves the inhabitants, but not only that, he rescues four kids between 1 and 18 years old. Then he goes back into the home, clearly not safe, to rescue the fifth child. When he sees how bad it is, he jumps out the second floor window, holding the six-year-old so that his body will break the fall to protect the child. I mean, that kind of... And the guy lived, thank God, in Lafayette, Indiana.
Yeah, that one I wanted to actually comment on.
Yeah, yeah, that guy is... It happened a while ago, but he's been getting some accolades now, and rightfully so. He was in the hospital a while.
And I imagine his boss has probably said, here's a little bonus.
Yeah, well, I hope so. If they didn't, I'm sure there are people lining up to hire him. And, the chief of police and the mayor and everybody else are saying they're eternally grateful for his intervention and want to publicly recognize him. And absolutely, those are five children who would not be alive if it weren't for this guy who literally not only risked his life, but then went back in and fully risked his life when he jumps out of the window in a way so that the child is protected and not him.
That's right. I mean, that is all we have to say is that's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. And also, for those who believe in higher guidance and all that, the angels were with him, because the fact that he even lived through that fall is utterly amazing, and the child is fine.
Yeah, it should basically say that God found much favor with him for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, as always, it's a wonderful group of stories, and I'm sure next time we'll get into a murder and mayhem, but I figured we should probably stay away from that after last night.
Yeah, and there was one thing I wanted to comment briefly about that. Actually, was okay. The guy, the 22-year-old, the father to be, is supposed to have said he was hoping that the arrival of the baby would make him a better person, a better man, and the fact that he would become a father. Well, you screwed up the most basic thing about being a father. You are the protector. You protect your family from harm. You took your girlfriend, the one who you were going to marry. Your child to be. It was fully developed. Took them to harm because you wanted to make that deal. That was one thing that came out when I went back to the story.
Right.
I said,
okay.
Why?
No, I believe me, I know. We're up against the news, but yeah, you're talking about the San Antonio horror of the woman child really about to give birth and how the two wound up dead. And we'll talk, I'm sure, sadly, we'll be talking more about that. But talk to you soon, and thank you, James. Thank you. All right, so
okay,
on that note,
you take care.
You too. On that note, we'll talk to Wesley in Chicago. There's room for you too, and if it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine, particularly if it's uplifting, because after last night, I think we need a little break. All that coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Yes, it's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in Spanish, and that's what John and Waukegan asked for. Any one of Smokey's songs in Spanish, so I picked that one because it was the easiest one to grab. Years and years ago, Berry Gordy decided what he needed to do was conquer the world, and he put out, like, Motown Around the World. He put that one out in about 87, and a few other albums like that. But later, there was a CD that came out somewhere, I think in the 90s, probably, or, well, may not be that old, but certainly not within the last decade or more. And it was a couple volumes on a CD. I think the label was Hippo Select or something, and there were like 34 cuts, and one of the bonuses was Hago Contigo, Being With You, Smokey Robinson, who loved a trill, you could tell that, a fine triller, even when not required. That's just great. But there's a, by the way, it's not just Spanish. It's Spanish, it's Italian, it's German. And I don't think there's any French on any of those now that I'm looking at. But yeah, Berry Gordy loved to, you know, do things like that, or have the acts all do soundtracks from Broadway or what have you, things like that. But anyway, so I'm not sure why. That was John from Waukegan's Pleasure, but it was, and happy to do it. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh, and Wesley is in Chicago. So Wesley, welcome to WGN Radio. Speak to me, Wesley.
Yes.
Yes.
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good tonight.
Good.
Okay, I called to let you know I have rediscovered the group, the Brothers of Soul.
Oh, I love Brothers of Soul.
Yeah, I brought their single when it first came out in 1967.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh, and I brought their CD about 3 years ago from the store, and usually I read the liner notes that are in the CD. Mm-hmm. This time I didn't. For mm-hmm. one thing, I only bought the CD because I liked the first record mm-hmm. that they ever put out. I guess that don't make me a loser.
That's the second record they ever put out, and I love it too. And that was in 68.
Yeah, okay.
The first one was mm-hmm. Hurry, Don't Linger, which turned out to be the B-side when they re-released Guess That Don't Make You a Loser. But the other side was Can't Get You Off of My Mind. That was the first one on the Boo
right.
label.
Now, that's what I called you for. I Can't Get You Off My Mind. Uh-huh. I've been playing that because I loved that when I first heard that.
Well, that was the first one.
Okay. Now, I've been listening to it tonight, and I've learned that the lyrics he's saying, the theme of it is, he fell in love with a girl, and he can't get her off of his mind. I always thought that he was singing, he lost the girl because he was doing wrong or something, and she left him, and he can't get her off of his mind. But it's the reverse. He fell in love with her, and she blew his mind, and now he can't get her off of his mind.
Yeah.
All right. Now, my question is, I cannot understand what is being said in the second verse.
Do you use a magic spell, that one? Because the first one's giving you a love potion to capture my emotion, to make me a slave with lifelong devotion. Cause, can't get you off of my mind. So you mean the one where it said, do you use a magic spell, weave from wise man's well, to make me a lover and all the rest of my days loving you? So is that the ones you're wondering about? Hello, operator. Oh, I guess that was the deal. Yeah, and I don't know, because it's supposed to rhyme with spell. It's, did you use a magic spell, weave from a wise man's? So I'd say, well, I don't know, to make me a lover. And we'll hear it. All right, that's what it'll come down to. We'll hear it. All right, so maybe you can. I'm very bad with lyrics as far as that goes. But I happen to have that 45 on the Boo label. Right here. So let's see what we can't do with Can't Get You Off of My Mind. And like I say, it is the second verse after the chorus. Did you use a magic spell? We from a wise man's. Okay, here you go. Sounds of a wise man's power, but it doesn't promise it doesn't rhyme. But maybe that doesn't matter. So what do you think? 888-876-5593. I don't know. Just enjoy the song. Yeah, it's a lot of things now, of course, have lyrics online, so you can look them up. I know a friend of mine is no longer alive. Always wanted the lyrics to Western movies. Yeah, my baby loves the Western movies. And there is a part where it says it sounded like I'd been hit with a great big grit, but it wasn't. But nonetheless, of course, misheard lyrics is always a lot of fun. So I don't know what can't get you off of my mind. I'll go with Power. It doesn't rhyme, but it fits. Weave from a, well, all right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, a week from Friday, we've got the new moon at just before 5 p.m. Central Time. Yeah, 4:59 to be exact. So if you're into those prosperity checks, well, do it. Yeah, mine worked this month. That's for darn sure. I've been negotiating a contract for over a year with one of my tower clients. And there were so many things in this, so many moving parts and all that. And finally, I just put together something, realizing that part of it would have to get kicked out and, amended and all that. Well, bottom line is all the things I was worried about just sailed right through. And ultimately, there were some things we had to grapple about, but we did, and I consider myself the victor ultimately. But so that was the prosperity check, because I concentrated on that. You're not supposed to when you do the prosperity checks. You're supposed to just leave it up to the universe. And the deal is, they're not real checks, obviously, but it's setting your intention that abundance will come to you. And it's the law of abundance. And so you write these checks right before the new moon, and you can read all about it at MaryAnnWinkowski.com, and then you wait and see what'll happen. But I cheated last month. I did. I focused on this one cellular company, one tower client, and I said, just come through and wrap it up. Well, they did. So yeah, that worked for me. I'll try it again on the 9th. You betcha I will. And, I know I'm not supposed to target them, but I got another target picked out. Okay, maybe not. So what else do we have? If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And if there's absolutely nothing, well, we'll read the tabloids. Well, if that doesn't get you to call, nothing will. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Well, first-time caller Ron last night said he wanted to hear the original Harlem Nocturne. I hope he meant it. 1940, Ray Noble, that was the original. Now, of course, the Viscounts had the big pop hit. We'll get to that. But I thought Johnny Otis Show, which actually was not all that different from Ray Noble, but it's still my favorite version. Yeah. I'm not sure what, but that was my favorite of the versions. And then 1959, the Viscounts, Leave It to the Viscounts, came out with Harlem Nocturne on the Madison label, and that was actually a pop hit. They were from New Jersey, and yeah, Spivak Brothers, and there were a couple other in a group, and I think Larry Vicchio, and I don't remember who else, but, well, a saxophone player, I should remember, who was Harry Haller. In any event, that was a medley of their hit, and that, as I mentioned, was on Madison, which was a fine little label, so there you are. There you have the history of the Viscounts. They put out some other records, but as far as hits, not. Well, I guess the same thing could be said for Madison, too, in a way, although they had some really tasty stuff. All right, so 888-876-5593, be 8888-ROLLYE. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure that it is on mine. I was just reading another one of those stories. Yes, I believe this came from James, though I'm not 100% sure at this point. Now, where'd it go? Because it was made me laugh, actually, about this kid, a grade school kid, who volunteered to have his mom sharpen all the class's pencils because she had an electric pencil sharpener. Well, A, it turned out that she doesn't have an electric pencil sharpener, but yeah, in fact, she even displayed it in the article. Does this look electric to you? And B, it was a lot more than one classroom full of pencils. Teacher took them up on immediately, sent them home with, I don't know, hundreds, and I do mean hundreds of pencils. Now, what was most interesting to me about that was the reaction that people had to this. And one of the posters had a comment about how they were in a doctor's office and they were doing a crossword puzzle, you know, waiting to be called, and then the tip broke and went to the front desk and said to the gal there, "Do you even have a pencil sharpener?" And she looked at him and said, "This is 2023. Nobody has a pencil sharpener." And yeah, what year do you think it is? And I thought to myself, well, I do have electric pencil sharpeners, a couple of them, actually. And John always prefers pencils. In fact, when he's taking your information down, when you win stuff that you never get because I don't mail, you will get them. Once a year or so, we do the mailing. In fact, John even broached the M word the other day, mailing. And I said, yep, got to do one other thing first before I can start gathering that. And I got to get a permit. Yeah, you try to get a county from the permit, permit from the county. It makes it sound like it's just so easy. Forget about it. Here's the deal. I don't recall if I took a break this half hour or not. So I guess Adam will clue me to that here, and I'll assume. Oh, he's okay. I did. All right. Thank you, Adam. All right. So I did, and that means I can talk to Valerie in Warrenville. What's up, Valerie?
Hey, Raleigh. Hello. How are you doing today?
Can't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, I could complain, but I'm not going to.
All righty.
Okay. That nocturne that you just played.
Yes, Harlem Nocturne.
It's bouncing on my head, and I'm trying to figure out, and I went searching, and my brain's not working on it. What movie or TV show did they use?
Oh, who the hell knows? I don't watch movies or you know, own a television. I mean, John does, obviously, a lot of them, but
world's greatest information gatherer.
No, not I don't like the visual medium, so my knowledge of it is almost nil, but I'll look it up for you. Let's see what TV show or movie. Maybe there's many, I don't know. So let's see if we can get something. Well, in the version which I did not play with Bud Shank on alto sax, they used it as the theme of Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer and the New Mike Hammer. And then Harold Faltermeyer recorded a version for Tango and Cash. And of course, I might as well be, you know, speaking Latvian. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So I know that, you know, can't tell you how many people have done this song. Dozens, literally dozens. But, you know, as far as any other, Mel Torme had a version with lyrics. Other than that, that's the I looked it up, and that's the only thing that came up on the internet quickly was Mike Hammer and Tango and Cash.
No, that wasn't it. Okay. I'm going to have to do a little bit of scrounging.
I guess, because I'll never know.
What was the other melody that you did a couple of nights ago?
I need more than that.
Well, it was two nights ago, and there was no. It was just music. There was no lyrics.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Two nights ago, huh? Well, let's look at the list. I can do that. I know last night I did play A Walk in the Black Forest, but and I played Obalala also. But let's see, the night before.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I don't have anything here for the night before.
Maybe it was two nights from last week. Then.
From last week? All right.
No, from last night. Two nights from last night.
Oh, from two nights from last night. I don't know. The show.
But it would have been three nights ago. Would have been, what, Monday?
No, Monday we had Bumper Stumpers. They were, yeah. They all had words. I mean, I do horrible things to you, but the bumpers all had words. But last night we did have Walk in a Black Forest and Obalala. Maybe it was last week. I don't know.
Well, the way my brain's been going, it's possible it was last week.
Yeah, could have been another show. Maybe it wasn't even me. Who knows? Anyway.
No, it was you.
Well, then we'd have to be talking about Wednesday last week, because if you remember, Thursday was a very abbreviated show, and Monday was a very abbreviated show. The only full night was Tuesday.
Mm.
Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, Tuesday was a full show, and then Wednesday was a partial show, and then Thursday, forget about it.
Yeah, because for me, it was like, oh my gosh, she's playing something without lyrics. And it's like she hadn't played anything without lyrics for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, I just told you what we played, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
All right.
Okay. It's got me a point where I can try to figure out what's going on, and if it's interesting, I'll let you know.
I can't wait.
Others would like to hear.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Valerie. All right.
Thank you.
So we'll
you
too. We'll pick it up right there. Coming up on WGN Radio.
Aquarius, and my name is Ralph. Now I like a woman who loves her freedom, and I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand. Come with me, baby, to love land. Let me show you how sweet it could be. Sharing love here with me. I want you to.
My name is Charles. Now I like a woman that's quiet. A woman who carries herself like Miss Universe.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1977, Detroit was on ABC. That's the Floaters. And Float On, and that was a request, actually. Yes, I didn't think about it on my own. God knows, rarely comes to mind, but nonetheless, happy to float on with you. And I'm trying to find out here. I know Carol keeps me honest on this, exactly who requested that, and I don't remember. That's terrible. But wait, she can't keep me honest because this came by email, and that was Bob in Lockport. All right. So my fault. I should know that. Bob in Lockport. There you get Float On. Now, of course, equal time, we'll have to play some Bloat On. Yes, the Bloaters. Dr. Domeno lives on in our heart anyway. So we'll do that next. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Cindy is in Mokena. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. What's happening in Mokena?
Not a whole lot. I asked John, when does Marianne come back on?
I know
she was coming once a month.
Right.
I don't know if she's still...
No, I don't know, to tell you the truth. I talked to her off the air. She's been dealing with a lot. Her husband's not doing well, and she just doesn't want to commit to anything because she doesn't know what's happening day to day. So, keep them both in your prayers, as I will. But she knows the door is open anytime she wanted, and I told her it could also be last minute, whatever she wants.
Yeah, because people will listen to her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, she's great. She's absolutely great, and boy, I'm telling you, she sees ghosts like nobody else, that's for sure.
She had seen mine. I called in, and she was so spot on. I just had those goosebumps.
She's the real deal.
With those checks, how does that work when you say you make them out like that night of the new moon's going to come or whatever before?
If you go to MarianneWinkowski.com, just click on Law of Abundance, and will give you all of the information. Plus, it'll give you the hours for the new moon, so when it is. So you're basically making out a fake check, and yellow paper is good for whatever reason. It can be anything, but they like yellow. I don't know, the people on the other side. And on the day of the new moon, just before the new moon peaks, and by the way, if it peaks in the middle of the night, well, do it before you go to sleep. I mean, don't stay up for this. On the name line where it says pay to, just write your full name. And then on the next line, just write paid in full. Just handwrite it out. Don't put any amount in there. Paid in full. Don't date it because we don't want to have to date the abundance. And then sign it with Law of Abundance. Now, that's the easy part. And if you look there, you'll see the whole thing right there. She's even got an Adobe template you can download if you want to make it. You know, it's perfectly fine. But here is the hard part. And I'm telling you, this is the hard part. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Never throw out the check.
I've heard you say that you have containers.
Yeah, boxes of checks. Yeah, so this is the hard part.
Yeah. Now, do they have to be like a certain size or just the size?
No, any size you want. You can even handwrite the thing out yourself where you draw the lines and write date and pay to and all that. You'll see an example at MarianneWinkowski.com. It's real simple. But what you're really doing is you're telling the universe that you're ready to receive abundance. Now, the reason for right before the new moon is just when that's when the spirits are the most receptive. You can do it anytime. But if you do it right before the new moon, supposedly that's when it is most potent.
Do you have like a certain amount of time before the moon?
Well, I said that's what I say. As close to it as you can, but any time. So in other words, let's say it's coming out at 5 in the morning and you normally go to sleep at 11 at night. Well, then do it right before you go to sleep at 11. Don't stay up for it. On the other hand, if it's 5 in the afternoon and you can mark it on your calendar, write it at about 4:55, about 5 minutes before. You know, so just common sense on it. And the big thing is you're just basically telling the universe that you are receptive to the abundance that it can send.
You know, too, I'm wondering when a new moon is out, do you have a harder time sleeping? Or am I just...
Well, you know, of course, I don't sleep at night, so it's a little different. I'm a day sleeper, you know, I rarely know what the moon is doing. But I will say the full moon has an awful lot of history behind it. And, you know, not just anecdotal, but anecdotal. Ask anybody who's ever worked in an emergency room if the full moon makes a difference, and you'll get stories till the cows come home. But there seems to be. But as far as things happening on the new moon, I don't know. Now, if you're going to make a decision on anything, always worry, don't do it on the void of course moon. So,
I don't know what that means.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you. But void of course moon, I'm trying to see if there's tables for 2024 so I can tell you. All right. The moon, obviously, when it changes signs, like it moves right into Aquarius, let's say, and now it's going to make aspects. It'll make aspects to the sun and to Mercury and Mars and Venus and all those things, right? Well, the time between the last aspect it makes and when it changes to the next sign is called void of course. And this is the time that you don't want to make any, don't want to sign on it, things like that. And so there's a void of course moon calendar, and you can look at that. For instance, let's see, today is January 31st. Let's have a look. So, all right, the void happened between the 29th at 6:20 p.m. and January 30th at 3:04 a.m. So January 3:04 a.m., it went into Libra. Now, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, February 1st, 4:03 in the morning. So tonight at 4:03 in the morning, the void of course starts. And it will be void of course until it moves into Scorpio, which will be 3:37 tomorrow afternoon. So you don't want to do something tomorrow morning like signing. Then you're clear on the second no matter what. You're clear on the third until 10:24 at night. So that's what void of course does. And, this is if you believe in any of this stuff, but it's a big astrological thing. And all those tables are available to you absolutely free of charge. And, all you can do is just go online, say, void of course moon calendar 2024, and you'll probably get a dozen of which to choose from immediately. And since the moon changes signs every 2.5 days, it's void, of course, every 2.5 days, but it might only be a couple minutes. Now, on the other hand, I've seen a void, of course, moon be 2 days, so it depends when that last aspect of. And so the bottom line is you don't take part in activities that will be very, quote unquote, important, that would affect your long-term future, your finances, your health, your close relationship. Uh-huh. Not a good time to have a surgery, for instance. Don't do it on void, of course. And I've always kind of obeyed this. And once I made the mistake of letting a doctor know I couldn't have a surgery on that date because the moon was void, of course. And I learned never to tell them why. Now I'm just busy. But you don't want to get married while the moon is void, of course. Kind of think about it like if the moon went into retrograde like Mercury does. So now there are things that are good things to do during a void of course moon. It's a creative time, a great time to listen to music or, to do some Pilates or yogurt or one of those things or organize your office files. But, anything that's important that, you're counting on, not while it's void of course.
So you're saying, I have to do something important. I was going to do it tomorrow morning, but I would be better off waiting until Tuesday to do it.
Okay, let me go back to the calendar and see. I'll get you exactly. All right. So, void of course dates. Come on. Well, there's another one. I had a nice calendar here a minute ago. Let's see. I'll find another one. I like them when they're easy to read. Big type. Yeah. All right. So here we go. All right. So, the void of course. Now this is probably GMT. So we've got to adjust some times for you. So if it's GMT, you want to do it plus 6 because you're in central time. So February 1st at 9:03, it goes into void of course in Libra. And so 9:03 plus 6, if you're doing it in the morning tomorrow, I think you're clear.
If I do it around 9 o'clock, I'm okay.
I think you are, but let me do I'm going to do an EST table to find. It'll be an EST, and I can subtract an hour. Let's see, 2024. Let's see what we come up with. Okay, whoever you are, very good. All right, here we go. Eastern Standard Time. All right, so Eastern Standard Time, and that would be February 1st, Eastern Standard Time. No, I wouldn't do it. They say 4:03. Okay. It's going void, of course, and it's going direct at 3:37. Can you do it on the 2nd, on Friday?
Right, that's what I was writing down, Friday.
Yeah, do it on Friday.
The 2nd and Tuesday, I was not thinking right. Okay.
Yeah, you can do it on Friday. Yeah. I mean, you could even do it on Saturday up till about 9 at night. But okay, Friday is clear all day.
Okay. And then, too, when we say, you know, you have to write the check out for it's going to be a new moon, is that new moon always a full moon, or is it just different sizes?
It's a new moon. It's never a full moon. It's the opposite of a full moon. It's never, ever a full moon. New moon are basically 2 weeks after or before a full moon. That's when you don't see the moon out there.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, the opposite of the full moon. The full moon's fine, but it's not going to affect your law of abundance the way the new moon would.
Right, okay. All right, well, thank you for answering my question.
Well, sure, good luck on whatever you're going to sign.
It's just something I have to straighten out that's real important to me. And
well,
absolutely. It's stressful, and it's like I don't want no added stress. I just want to do it and get it done.
Yeah.
Because I have that habit of putting things off.
Oh, don't we
that's
all?
I don't know. That's my weakness, and I'm trying to make it better.
Yeah, I think we all do it, and in the end we find out the longer we put it off, the bigger it gets.
Right, and it really doesn't go away until you do something about
it. That's correct. Yes, the universe doesn't take it away on its own. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, good luck. Thanks for calling.
On the air.
All right, good to talk to you.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so there you have the void, of course. And that made me think about something. I got something I don't want to sign. It isn't ready to sign anyway, but I'll make sure that I check my void, of course, tables. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Gets on everything and everybody. A burger with nice, soft, warm brown buns, covered with mustard and relish and ketchup dripping on down. Lots of onions and mayonnaise. What's that you say, honey? Holy pickle. Holy lettuce. Say, baby, hold your mouth. I want it my way. And if you want it my way, all you got to do is take my hand.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Well, there they are, the Bloaters, who are actually Cheech and Chong. That was a big Dr. Demento record in 1977, and for years thereafter. But yes, an answer to the Floaters, Float On, that's the Bloaters, Bloat On. All right, so 888-877, it's on Epic, by the way, if you want a copy, 888-876-5593. Ruth is in Gurnee. So Ruth, what's up tonight?
Hi, Riley. Top of the moon to you.
Yes, or bottom, yes. Exactly.
Why not do the opposite of top of the morning to the top of the moon?
Okay, fine.
I found it really incredible what you mentioned about this void, of course.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it before.
Really?
And interestingly enough is that one of those hundreds of premonitions that I've had ever since 4 years old and going on throughout my life was to never go into the full moon restaurant on Highway 41.
Oh,
I think it could be North Chicago, or like Brooklyn, I'm not sure. But a premonition was to never go into that restaurant. No explanation why, but when you brought up this void, of course, there must have been something significant related to a trustee from Round Lake Beach, Otto Edelin, Municipal Village. He had done my numerology at a Brenner wedding at the country club Red Rose in Round Lake Beach, and he called his wife over and said, I want you to see what's here with her numerology. And he said, I was an 11 over 11, and of course then the main number is 9. So power number of the universe is number 22. The law of abundance should be lined up outside my door, knocking on all of my doors with that power of the universe number. Mm. Another interesting premonition was to never go into the restaurant in South Dakota or the statues near the bust of the four presidents. And I want to really know why that crazy horse got put into that mountain. That would be interesting for me. But not into the restaurant or into the bust. Also, the Statue of Liberty, never to go back inside of the Statue of Liberty. Uh-huh. So that was another premonition. But I thought it was so interesting to say to you, top of the moon,
right.
And the great quote from Betty Davis, one of my favorite movies now, Voyager, would be, let's not ask for the moon, let's ask for the stars. Well, the stars are the windows of the soul to the heavens. And I found an incredible biblical quote. I have found the love of my life, the soul. And that's interesting relating to soulmates. So it's all part of that big, huge powerhouse involved with the universe. And top of the moon to you. That's what I call, to say, premonitions.
Right.
Don't know exactly what they mean. Most of the time, I do avoid them because it's some kind of a truth detector, and with my name being in the word truth. So it's interesting, though, that you brought that up.
Well,
avoid course, yeah.
And you have ended the half hour.
Course.
All right, Ruth, you've ended the half
the
hour. We'll talk to you soon. I got to go to the news.
Titanic steered.
No, like right now. News. All right, I got to go to the news. We'll talk to you later. All right, so we'll find out what's going on at WGN Radio.
They told me I was such a fool to love you. They say that you're the
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, that's how heartaches are made. Baby Washington, Robert Stickney wanted to hear that. That's a Ben Raleigh song. And Ben Raleigh did so much. Yeah, and I mean everything from Wonderful, Wonderful to Tell Laura I Love Her. And of course, that's how heartaches are made. And it's interesting, it came out in 63 on Sue, and I was looking at that label, and the publisher was Sealark, and I thought, oh, done that figure. And that was one of Dick Clark's companies. So yeah, pay Dick Clark, and maybe you'll get on Bandstand. And it was, like I say, it was on Sue, that was the label. So yeah, Baby Washington. So many great songs by her, but that's the one most people remember. All right, so 888-876-5593. Johnny D. in Ohio. What's up, Johnny D.?
Hey, hello, Raleigh.
How's it going?
How you doing? How you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, it was. Did you eat some cheese today?
Cheese? No, I feel miserable. Let's not even talk about it. I'll dream about
hello?
It.
Hello.
Yes. You there?
Yeah.
Yes.
What'd
yes.
you have for dinner?
Nothing.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You allowed to eat crackers? Crackers?
Oh, crackers are out, but actually, it's not true. I have I had a berry shake. Oh, God. So I had berries.
A berry shake?
Yes, berries. That would be raspberry.
You mean like Strawberries, blueberries.
Well, yes, blackberries, raspberries, yes.
Oh, did you grind them up yourself? Like what do you call it?
No, I put it in a blender. What do you?
A blender. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't know. Becky probably has one of those, but I don't know about it because I never drink that stuff.
I don't blame you.
I like a milkshake.
Yeah, but that's going to involve that'll involve ice cream and sugar and syrup. And yes, I know. It's a thing to remember. Yes.
Well, Arby's has them on sale right now.
Oh.
They got a coupon. $2 for a regular, get the picture. It's a chocolate one with sprinkles on it. It looks good.
I'll bet it is.
We've had them. Becky made me go get them.
What else are you going to say to torture me?
No, the reason I called, firstly, I was just starting to follow Ruth in her stream of consciousness.
How did that work?
I don't know. I was thinking, let me listen close, and I think it had something to do with soulmates.
I don't know. But I can't understand what restaurant by the Mount Rushmore, because there's a lot of them. Does that mean you don't eat at any of them? I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. I just try to listen, that's all. But anyhow, so let me see here. The reason why I called, because I was thinking of calling about this last night, but then I was interested in all the gory stuff you're doing.
Oh, God, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was going to tell you a story, but now you're not talking about that stuff no more. But my uncle that had the big farm, I think I told you once, he had a big farm with animals, you know?
Yeah.
And he had chickens, he had, there were ducks, there were cows, there were bulls, there were all kinds of animals, pigs, these big hogs, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a farm.
And when we used to go out there, you know, he used to say, don't mess with the animals, okay? He told me and my brother.
Yeah.
So I was I'm not going to tell it, but it was a story about how I had a chop a chicken's head off.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, obviously these things happen, and I mean, most of us eat this stuff, so we know it. We like to think it actually came from a plastic pack at the grocery store, but yeah, that thing's going to happen. But hopefully whatever killing is done mercifully.
It was a merciful act because I threw the chicken up in the air to see if chickens could fly.
Oh, God.
All right?
Oh, God.
I told my brother, I said, Gabe, I said, I wonder if chickens could fly. I never seen them fly.
So you threw one up in the air.
So I was about 14 or 15, and I threw one up in the air, and it starts flapping its wings, you know, trying to fly. But it glided down to the ground, and it hit the ground real hard and broke its leg.
Oh, that's a horrible story. That's a horrible story.
Well, that's not the worst of it. But
it should be. Well, there are some things that maybe you shouldn't be telling.
Well, you know, this happened. My uncle made me have to chop its head off because it was no good anymore then.
Mm.
Yeah. He gave me a dull pocket knife, right?
Well, I don't remember who. I think it was Leah who suggested that whatever you do to the animal should be done to you, so get ready to be up in the air.
Well, I was just a kid.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see if a chicken could fly, that's all, you know.
Yeah, well.
And they can't fly because it didn't fly away. It just flapped its wings and came down to the ground and landed wrong.
It was it was terrorized by you. You terrorized.
And my
the
uncle
chicken.
Came around the barn there and seen us, you know, and the chicken had a bird. He goes, "Well, you're gonna have to kill it now." That's what he said.
Uh huh. Well, that's right.
Yeah. So he gave me a dull pocket knife.
Oh no!
Right?
No!
He did. No. And he goes, "I'm gonna. So I'll be back in about 20 minutes. Cut his head off."
Oh God.
Yeah. So I told my brother, I said, "Gabe, I says, look at this knife. I can't." So he's all on his chicken, my brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go into the barn. I said, let's go. I find a hatchet.
Oh, no.
And my brother holds it down.
Oh, God.
And I just start whacking at this thing, and I hacked its head off.
Hopefully quickly.
Oh, quickly. A couple of hits.
Couple of hits.
Guess what we ate for dinner that night? That chicken.
That chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably tough.
My uncle says, how'd you like the chicken?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, that's the one that you killed today. You know?
Of course.
And he told me, don't mess with the animals.
That's
so,
right. That's right. And you did.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did.
Poor chicken.
But that's not why I called.
Oh, absolutely not. I can tell.
Yeah, I called because I was wondering if you knew about this, and I didn't know about it. I was so shocked to hear about it. Mm-hmm. You're talking about shock doctor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to my man, Voice of the Common Man, the great American Billy Cunningham,
yeah, uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
And he starts talking about a rap song, okay?
Uh-huh.
That...
Because he's such a rap expert, yes.
He's such a rap.
Yeah.
No, he played it on his show. And it was one of your... I remember you saying this guy used to call you when you were on your political show.
Okay.
And guess who it was that made a rap song? And it's number one.
Who? Tell me.
Ben Shapiro.
Oh, good for him.
It's number one on them music things, iTunes and stuff. Mm. You know, I don't... used them, but
all
yeah,
right.
Ben Shapiro, he made it. Would you believe that?
Okay, a rap song number one on iTunes. I'll look this up. I'm sure that it's
it's called Facts. Facts. F-A-C-E.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe it?
Do I believe it?
So I looked it up on YouTube. All right.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, it's on there, and it's pretty good.
All right.
But I remember that Michael Savage guy?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I remember years ago when Ben Shapiro was just starting out.
Right.
Michael Savage says on his show, he goes, and then there's that new kid, the one that sounds like Mickey Mouse on Laughing Gas.
Oh.
Did you ever hear Ben Shapiro talk?
Well, yeah.
It sounds like Mickey Mouse on Laughing Gas.
Well, I'm looking on YouTube for the Ben Shapiro. He's got a channel, apparently, the world's number one rapper. Okay, well, so let's see what we've got here. I am America's number one rapper. I can't wait. Let's see. What do we got here? I'm looking for facts. They apparently have several versions of facts here. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched one. It was him and another guy that's a rapper.
All right.
Real rough.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not easily coming up with a big hit. I'm sure it's here somewhere. There's a number of others. Oh, I see. Some of these are not music. They're his show. Oh, all right. That's funny. So I guess I have to put in parentheses rap song or something to actually get it, not to get a copy of it. All right. Facts over feelings. It says. And we have Tom McDonald featuring Ben Shapiro. That's interesting. Not the
same. Yeah. I think that's the one I sing.
Well, let's see. Tom McDonald featuring Ben Shapiro. All right. Well, this is cleared for airplay, you say? All right. Well,
yeah, there's no bad words in it, but it is pretty poignant or whatever, you know.
All right, let's see what we can get from here. I want to hear this.
It's a bad word.
It's only two genders, boys and girls. They can't cancel my message because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world. Claim that I'm racist, yeah, all right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope is pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns, pro-love, you're progressive. But you ain't pro-gun, no wonder protected. Where the American flags at? Remember when people would hang those? They've been taken down, they all been replaced with BLM flags or a rainbow. This ain't rap, this ain't money, cars and clothes. We ain't selling drugs, we ain't gonna overdose.
Alrighty then.
But so, Ben Shapiro comes in later.
Oh, well, how could you tell? he comes
I could tell by his voice.
I see. He comes in later. Well, I'll have to hear that off.
He comes in right after that. If you went a little bit more, you would have got to him.
Yeah, I think I went far enough, really. So.
Well, I mean, that part was that part, but his part is pretty cool.
All right. Well, I'll look for that later and maybe edit his part out and play that.
Okay. It's a pretty good song. I mean, Ben Shapiro, I couldn't believe it. When I heard Billy Cunningham playing it, all right? And I said, no, Ben Shapiro, because I used to listen to him, but I don't listen to him no more.
All right. Apparently, yeah. We have the, he has a Facebook page, and they're not Ben. This is Tom McDonald. Also has an official page. Hangovergang.com. Well,
I don't even know that guy.
Well, obviously he made the record. He's selling T-shirts too for $80. You can get a sweatshirt that says "I don't care if I offend you." Hell, $80 offends me. What are you kidding me with that? So yeah.
$80.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, Ben Shapiro, I don't know. He's trying everything. You know. He's good. I like him. Ben Shapiro.
Here's a hoodie for "I don't care if I offend you" for $90. Yep, that's pretty offensive. All right, so
that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, there you are. So obviously, this guy is marketing himself. I have no idea who he is. Obviously, he's not the only Tom McDonald I know. I'm sure this guy didn't used to be with the Doobie Brothers. At least I sure don't think so.
Is he the guy with the long, like, dreadlocks?
Yes. But,
okay.
But who is he? Like I say, you're not telling me.
I don't know, but he got enough things in his face, you know, like some things they put in their face and nose and stuff.
It's lovely. Just lovely. All right, I'll listen to Ben's performance.
Gosh, oh, he's great.
Gosh, the things he goes like
this. He goes like this.
Okay.
All right.
The things I learned
okay,
from you.
Raleigh.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, bye-bye.
This will tell you everything. His albums are $15, but his sweatshirts are $90. All right. It says it all, doesn't it? All right, we'll get to John and Waukegan, and there's a... room for you, too. You just never know, do you? I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio. More Baby Washington for Robert and Stickney. It'll Never Be Over for Me, a fine song. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, and I think, but I'm not 100% sure, maybe I didn't. I think I did do a break. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so now I'll start to wonder where I am in another minute. John and Waukegan, welcome back to WGN Radio. Hello, John.
Yeah, you had a guest on was speaking about the chickens can't fly. My grandmother and granddad had a farm, and I used to go on the farm when school was out in the summertime in Mississippi. And all the chickens that I've seen that they had, they could fly, but chickens have short arms, you know, the meaty part of their arms.
Yeah.
It's short, and they could fly, but they can't fly that long.
Right,
you know? It's,
right. Almost more like hopping. Yeah.
Yeah, but they actually could fly because if anyone have dogs and have chickens,
right?
And
right, yes,
the chickens can't get in the chicken barn.
Right.
If it's a tree around at night, what they'll do, they'll fly up to the limbs in the trees to get up above dogs and, you know, any predators on the ground. They can fly.
Yeah.
But they just don't fly that long.
You know? Right. Right. They're more like jumping. Yeah. But they can.
But I mean, they'll jump, but I mean, they could actually fly.
Yeah.
I think it's because of the arms are so short.
Well, and the reason for
the wings.
Right.
But, you know, they have meaty parts on there. It's shorter than most. Most birds. You know.
The reason for that, of course, is they're bred for food, not for flight. But I'm glad you called. Thanks, John.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, they can sort of fly, as John says, not for long distances. And they're not bred to fly, but they could be. But domesticated chickens are bred for food. And therefore, those fat arms, right? And domesticated chickens descend from red jungle fowl of Southeast Asia, and that thing flies. But it's questionable if you want to call that flying. All right, so Stacy and Algonquin, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you doing?
Better than the chickens.
That's good. I just wanted to double check with you. Now, is it okay? I've been using regular checks, like for the law of abundance.
You
is
can.
That okay?
You can. Sure.
Okay. So I know it's on the 9th.
Yes.
Okay. So
just before 5 p.m. Central Time. So actually it's 4:59 Central Time. So like about 5 minutes to 5 in the afternoon before you think about dinner or anything, you can do it.
Oh, for okay.
So
on the 9th. Okay.
A little before 5 p.m.
P.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, can I have 2 songs?
Well, as long as one of them's not Lou Rawls.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay, what you want?
Can you do, and you can pick them out, just 1 Tina Turner, 1 Smokey Robinson.
Oh, all right. All right.
And you can pick it out.
All right. It may be tomorrow night, but I will do it.
Oh, that's fine. And I think that's all that I... Yeah, I'm going to write all of that down. I just wanted to make sure I was doing everything right.
Yeah, you are. You're going fine.
Okay. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, you too. All right, so Stacy's doing so much better. Yeah, I'm glad she's in her new digs. And it was a good move for Stacy, I can just tell. All right, so I'm seeing that Randy is a first-time caller. He's talking to John right now. And, of course, we're about to go to the news. So I hope that John is explaining to him he has to be really patient because it'll be after the news when we get back to it. But we will. But we have another hour to spend with you, you know. That's right. And some requests to play and stuff like that. Yes, right. Stuff too numerous to mention, meaning I have not a clue. But I've got 5 minutes to find out right here on WGN Radio.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer with each song. Remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky, so let your head down.
WGN. I'm Raleigh James. And that, of course, is Johnny Ray, yes, who was primarily deaf, hence his screaming approach that really worked for him. He's originally from Oregon, but a number of places, probably the Flame Bar in Detroit when he would sing with Laverne Baker might be one of the first places, but not only. And lots of hits, and of course, Cry, the biggest of all of them. And it was Ron, our first-time caller, who wanted to hear some Johnny Ray, and we'll play some more as well. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and Randy is a first-time caller. He's in Shorewood, Illinois. Welcome to WGN Radio, Randy.
Wow, thank you kindly. Hello there.
Yeah, so what are we talking about? I figure it's symbols because no one else would ask me how to spell Zildjian.
Yeah, did you know they had a 400-year?
Yeah, and boy,
I believe it's the oldest patent in the United States, I believe, too.
Oh yeah, yeah. On that 400-year, that limited edition alloy snare drum just looked so sweet. Yeah.
Well, check this out. A spin on a story. My favorite drummer is Steve Jordan.
Uh huh.
He's in the Stones right now, and coincidentally, he's on the Wi-Fi right now. I hope it's not loud. But his favorite cymbal is a 24-inch Pisces Master Ride. It's got bronze in it.
Uh-huh.
I purchased it in December. I got it in January. And every cymbal, Riley, I heard on the Internet sounded like a crash because it's a multi-cymbal. It's a 24-inch crash ride. But when I got it, the first hit, I was like devastated. I spent almost $700 on it. Yes, yes. Therefore, you know, and then I'm listening to it, and I know what key his is in. It's like in D flat to D on the when I hear him play.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, my point is, it didn't sound like it. And then I called this Memphis drum shop where he gets his cymbals at because they added a couple new ones.
Yeah.
And I says, okay, here's my gig. I go, does this sound... Tomorrow I'm making a purchase. When you said to me that don't buy anything, hang on, at 4:04 until 3:37 tomorrow, I'm like, come on, man, because my heart's set on getting. I'm buying two cymbals for like $1,300
just to sound
like this favorite drummer.
I think you're fine. You're not originating it under the void of Course Moon, so you're just following through and purchasing it. So this is something you've been thinking about already. So I don't really.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see this a big problem. I mean, it's going to be insured. So if the post office loses it, you get another one. So is it a crash? What are you buying?
It's a ride. It's a multi. It's a 24-inch ride that he's crashing. He uses 17-inch crash cymbals for hi-hats. He's an innovator, Steve Jordan.
Okay.
And then he goes on Pisces commercial. He goes, this is my favorite cymbal right now. It's a Pisces Masters. And he's been going to use traditional signatures by Pisces.
Uh-huh.
But for a ride, the Masters, they're using a Turkish bronze. They get it from Turkey, from like I think from the Zildjian territory. They ship it to Turkey, so it's the first time Pisces ever did that. Pisces is purchasing stuff from Turkey, going to Switzerland, and then they're hand hammer it and lathing it. And I got it from a place from Pennsylvania because they had no taxes. Now, and I was kind of disappointed on buying it, hearing it, and I'm thinking when they I go. Do they have a compressor on these commercials? And then everyone's saying yay or no. But all I know is tomorrow or today, thank God, I'm going to purchased my second. And I says, if worst comes to worst, I'll have two 24-inch hi-hats.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. But if you listen to that Lady Gaga tune, he's doing it. He's on the outro hitting that big cymbal. It sounds like a crash, but it's a 24-inch. And I thought maybe when he joined the Stones, they're going to make him have that signature Charlie Watts tune sound with his hi-hats. Not at all. He's using the 17-inch hi-hats that I also have. I got a snare drum. I got a sticks. I saw him on David Letterman. It was the first drum set ever in America to have a full microphone kit ever. He requested it. And then when he got that rolling, he said they had so many people, Riley, write in and saying it's too loud, the music, turned to commercials. And in 82, I was living with my ma, and she goes, lower that TV. And I knew that drummer was good. Him and Mickey D from Motorhead are my favorite two drummers. And now he's in the Scorpions, but whatever. I'm sure, I hope he's listening saying, Randy, just buy it.
Right, exactly.
Because I think I have a flaw, but I'm still going to buy it, and then I'm trying to hit it. I'm trying to do rim shots to make it sound high. It's got a gongy feel.
So this this is the 24-inch ride?
Masters. Pardon me, Masters, 24-inch Paiste.
Uh-huh.
I looked at the videos about 600 times in the last 6-7 months, and I knew about this. I didn't purchase no music equipment in 2023. So when the 12th came of December, I put half the money down, like $350, and then when January came, I finished the rest off, and I had to wait about 3 weeks, and I finally got it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, boy. And then they shipped them out from California to my place where I got mine, and then a few days later, the other place on got new ones, because I didn't want to get any of them that were used already somewhat.
Right.
And then this one, they had to order, so there was no tag on it or nothing. Nobody ever played it. And then I think there's a so-called flaw in it, because it's got more of a ride sound than a crash. And finally, all the other ones sound really wavy.
Interesting.
Crash-like. So I'm gambling tomorrow, and I says, no matter what happens, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to have two of them.
Yeah.
And go forward. And I hope maybe somebody in this radio land can hear it, because I know I can hear WGN in Texas when I'm working.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a tight station. So hello, America. This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, of course, know Zildjian, but they don't know Paiste, and it's P-A-I-S-T-E for people who aren't aware of that.
Yeah, I mean, look underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's P-A-I-S-T-E. Yeah, P-A-I-S-T-E is Paiste.
Tight.
And Paiste.
Yeah, I can hit it a couple times.
The Paiste. That's it.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Breaking in.
There you go.
It's starting to break in. Pardon?
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, most of them that I've seen, the Masters Deep Ride, the 24-inch, is about $670. So if that's what you're paying, that's in line with everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting free delivery, don't you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And I'm happy. I'm just going to take it, because I'm hoping that this, because I can't hit it. I got people sleeping. Mm. But when I hit it kind of hard-like, it's got that wobble gong sound, they say.
Right.
But all the other ones, when you see on TV, crash. You know, they have a crashy sound. And I'm like, well, why ain't mine doing it? I'm very disappointed, actually. It's like heartbroken. But I says, I got to go forward because, again, from February to July, I go all out. I got my first drum set in February of 77.
All right.
You know, I'm 59 years old. I was 12 years old when I started jamming. And then that's not including a harmonica, don't you know? But anyway, and then now it's February. I got my red lights on at midnight. I put them on. I go all out. I call it my Rolling Stone month, by the way. I've been doing it for years. I listen to the Stones constantly through the whole February. And as soon as I put it on, I was waiting for you. And they played a new Stones tune with Steve Jordan. I go, this is meant to be. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Today, I had to walk to the doctor, and it said 2400 on the address. I didn't know the address. I go, God, you got to give me a sign, 24 inches.
Yeah.
And then I found a Donald Trump dollar. It said 2024. It was a fake bill.
Right.
I found that. And I'm like, wow, man, this is meant to be by 2:24, you know. And I go, well, okay, I'm still stuck on doing this. And then I heard you say, don't purchase nothing.
No,
don't do that.
Again, it's you don't want to instigate something. You don't want to start it. Like if tomorrow was when you were going to start on looking for it, I'd say, not the best time to start it. But it sounds like you're finishing this rather than starting it. This has been something you've been working on for a while.
My whole life, God help me.
Yeah, no, go for it. Why not? I think it's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, the nice thing about it is that there's a great used market for these as well. So if ever you said...
Oh, don't say it.
Well,
I'll
no.
Never.
Well, yeah, but if you ever decided, you know, because there are people who will say,
right.
I like the Zildjian K line for crashes. Yeah, everybody's got their opinions.
Oh, K-Custom favorite.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, there's good markets for this stuff.
My goal is... there's two things. I said to the guy yesterday, I go, I want to sound good and be good, like my mom always told me. And finally, I want to give all my cymbals to some studios. So when some, I don't want to sell them.
Right.
I want to give all my cymbals. I got quite a bit of them. And some drums, don't you know? I want to give it to some studio. This way, they'll have an array of cymbals to use. And then if somebody hits a cymbal and they like a song they record out of years later, it came from me. You know what I mean? That's what I'm hoping for.
Yep. No, I think it's
great.
It's great. Well, let me know how it goes.
K.O.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I love your knowledge of music. And one more thing. When you said a couple weeks ago about, like, W.G., blah, 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 you had a navigated idea of each word, what it meant and what it represents. Down the road, you got to explain that to me or say it. You got the idea. It seemed like every call letter had a stigma towards the
some
state
did,
or
but,
their area, maybe.
But WGN was world's greatest newspaper because it was owned by the Tribune, by McCormick.
Oh, I lived in Granville and Broadway, and the guy in the Tribune owned it, and the band Ministry lived in that building before we did in the late 80s.
Mm.
And then supposedly he came up walking, Al Jorgensen, he's a wild one. He came in the front doorway. He got the keys from the front part of Broadway, and then my friends lived on top of the loft. It was a ballerina studio.
Nice.
And I'm in Joliet, and then my friend used to give me tapes because he talked on the tape, and he sent it to him, the rhythm player. He wasn't the main guy. But anyway, he says, yeah, man, Al Jorgensen just came up here a couple nights ago. And he goes, well, where's that drummer at? And then he goes, that's the guy from J-Town, Joliet. You know, and he goes, well, he sounds pretty good. You know, something like that. It was me. And I was like, man. And I'm a big righty, and he's a lefty. We'll never, ever. And I didn't know it back then, but what I know now, I'll never exchange it. I conserve everything, don't you know? All right, I'm going to flow.
All right.
Thank you kindly.
Thanks
God
for calling.
America.
Okay.
K.O.,
thanks.
God bless
you.
Right.
All right, so good. That'll be a fine purchase. No, I wouldn't worry about that kind of thing. I think things you're instigating, much like Mercury retrograde, like people fear Mercury retrograde, but the reality is that when you are completing something rather than starting it or revisiting something, especially like, you know, let's say you're modifying a divorce agreement or something like that, Mercury retrograde is great for that. So revisiting, absolutely. Initiating, you know, and that kind of thing. Like, don't sign the decree to begin with, but if it's a revision of the decree, yeah, it's going to be fine. Don and Dyer, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you doing tonight?
All right, how about yourself, Don?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I'm trying to get ready to relocate to another facility. But what I call about, I want to thank you for playing Johnny Ray tonight.
Sure.
I talked to you last night.
Yeah.
You were talking about chickens today with another person.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on a farm during the summers. I grew up in the city during the winters, delivered newspapers and things like that. But my grandfather in Indiana was the last, one of the last horse and plow 80-acre farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had experiences with chickens. We were a little more gentle toward them because we were taught to respect the animal.
Yes, I agree.
I think farm children had a better understanding of life, procreation, and everything else.
I agree.
And where the food chain came from. When I was in my 20s and I got married, my ex-wife didn't understand it. If it didn't come on a plastic tray with wrapped up from, and I took her down to a family reunion on my mother's side, And they, all the women in the kitchen worked to prepare this fancy meal for like Thanksgiving time at the end of the harvest season. And they said, well, you can go out, kill the chicken and scald it and get the feathers off. My wife didn't know what they were talking about. I had to mercifully dispatch the chickens for the meal for her.
Yes.
She was not friendly toward that.
No, I'm sure. I'm
thank
sure.
Thank you for playing Johnny Ray.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get you some more Johnny Ray, I promise.
Okay, thank
all
you,
right,
ma'am.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet. Torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue, all because my heart still remembers you. Sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met. Knowing things could change, somehow I can't forget.
Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, more Johnny Ray. Just Walking in the Rain, 1956 on Columbia. That's Ray Conniff behind him, orchestra and chorus. So, yeah. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Robert. We'll get to Chris. We'll get to Sherry and to you, too, coming up. But now we'll get to the news on WGN Radio.
Talk to her, please, Mr. Sound. Speak to her, Mr. Rainbow, and take her under your branches, Mr. Tree. Whisper to her, Mr. Wind. Sing to her, Mr. Robin. And Mrs. Moonlight, put in a word for me. Tell her how I feel. It shouldn't end this way.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, more Johnny Ray. And you know, he actually, when it came to records, started out on OK and was being billed as an R&B guy. And that was because, as I say, even though he was from the Portland area and had been singing there, he was in Detroit at the Flame Bar where Laverne Baker was. And it was Laverne who introduced her to a guy who was a conduit not only to OK Records, but also to Robin Seymour, who was a big disc jockey at the time. And back then he was on WKMH. And so that's how he came to be. But what was interesting is Cry was so huge in 51, OK, which was a subsidiary at that time of Columbia, immediately they said, let's just move him over to Columbia. And so 52, big year. And Please Mr. Sun was one of them. And of course, about 7 years later, it was Tommy Edwards who redid that and did a nice version of it too. But yeah, might find one more Johnny Ray while I'm at it. We'll see. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Robert is in Stickney. What's up, Robert?
First of all, I want to thank you for playing my That's How Hard Things Are Made. That was nice.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Yeah. And also, just a couple of little things. In my younger days, I'm 76, but in my younger days, I was a part-time musician like thousands of other kids, you know, in those days, in the 1960s. And the thing is, you had a guy that was pretty well versed on the drums a while back. And when we, I played rhythm guitar and sang lead, but when we did, of course, in those days, a lot of the guys, you know, we were getting drafted.
Sure.
And, so we'd play, we'd have kind of little names for what we'd call. I said, oh no, this guy's getting drafted, so we got to play Here's Hollywood again and get another guy. You know?
Right.
Yeah. And wait a minute. I hope I'm not having a senior moment now. But anyway, it was really great. I hung it up at age 50, you know, but it was fun though. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of little clubs in the Chicago, especially on the South Side.
Oh, yeah.
Along 63rd Street and all. And, oh, wow. There were more places to play. And then, of course, when the DJs came in, nothing personal against them, but that kind of hurt us too, you know. But
there were a ton of clubs, you betcha.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to mention that to you and just give you a little idea.
Oh,
I don't know. I started to feel very nostalgic, and the Johnny Ray tune. That's the first record I remember putting on a phonograph. My folks purchased it yet. And you were right. It was a 78 RPM on the OK.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
On OK, that's right. Yeah. Because they literally were marketing him as an R&B act. And when Cry became so big, that was suddenly, oh, let's move him over to Columbia. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Okay, then, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay. Sure.
All right, so. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. By the way, that's the difference in terms of whether you're moved to a major label or how you're promoted. It's how many records are you selling? Because traditionally, the pop market back in the pop standards days or rock and roll or whatever, that's the lion's share. And when you talk about something like country or soul or whatever. Now, of course, later, by the time we got to the 60s and all that, things started to change. But even with country, and I've mentioned this many times, into the 70s, you'd have a number one country album and it might have sold 20,000 units. You have a number one pop album, you know, rock album, top 40 album, it's going to sell a million. Well, what do you want to be promoting? All right. So Chris is in Greenwood. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. This is me, Chris.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, I had a great day yesterday.
Why? What happened?
A wonderful day. There's two things, but first I'll give you the first one. For y'all that like to watch daytime soaps, y'all missed a great episode of General Hospital today because we had a big cat fight on that show today with Esme and Trina.
Uh-huh.
They beat the crap out of each other.
Wow,
on
really?
Today's episode. Yeah.
Really? It got physical?
Yeah. Very physical.
Oh,
and
my.
Brutal.
Oh, my.
And they were fighting on a boat.
From a boat? Oh, very nice.
Yeah. On a boat in Paris.
In Paris?
Because, you know, yeah. Because Esme and Spencer, they was on a honeymoon cruise and Esme was on a search for her baby, and she blames Spencer and Trina for taking her baby, which they didn't take it because she was an unfit mother anyway. So she took her anger and frustrations out on them two.
Wow.
But,
so was she was she using her fist or a hammer or, you know, perhaps a tool? I mean, what was she doing it with?
Yeah.
Was he bashing her head with something?
Yeah, but Spencer saw it as my first, and then he choked her out, and then...
Oh, choking, that's good. That's a nice touch.
And then Esme tied Spencer up, and Trina broke out of it, and then she confronted her with a big wrench, and then they
wrench.
Got to tussling.
Oh, wrench, that's
a
good.
Big wrench. And Spencer was tied up, and when they got down on the floor, she was going to hit him with that needle, try to drug him, but
right.
she didn't. Trina was on the ground, and she reached the wrench, and she bashed her in the head with it, and she was bleeding to death.
I hope to hell these people know what they're doing, or that maybe they have stand-ins.
Yeah.
You know, I could see things going wrong in those scenes, so...
Oh, yeah, but when they got out there, there was a ship about to rescue her, and Esme drugged Spencer with that needle, with that lethal drug, and then she was trying to drug Trina with it, and then they got to fighting again, and Spencer grabbed it away from her, and then he threw her in the water, and they both fell in the water, and Trina stood there on the boat.
Well, were they actually filming this on location, or were they at the Prospect Studios in Los Angeles?
I do not know. It's probably filmed like in the ocean somewhere.
There's a lot of oceans.
Yeah,
a lot of oceans from which to choose there. I wonder where they did this.
Yeah, because of all the cat fights in these daytime soap opera histories, I think, you know, Days of Our Lives, they share cat fights. Like Marlena and Kristen.
Right.
Even Bone the Beautiful, Sheila Carter, she gets cat fights with everybody. But
okay.
Today's episode, it took us to another toll.
Wow. Well, there you go. All right. Well, I guess everybody's
yeah,
fine because I think they're about, you know, a couple months behind. So I guess if one of them died in the cat fight, we'd have heard about it.
Oh, yeah. And then, I went to see The Wizard of Oz on the big screen in Greenville at the Hollywood 20 for
uh-huh.
their 85th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw my friends Royline, David, and his son Grayson and his girlfriend Mariah.
All right.
It was good. But, you know, like Wizard of Oz, you know, the way it sounds like the Munchkin singing, they depress you, that movie. Some parts of it was too depressing, the bearing, especially at the very end when she tries to go home. That is a tearjerker, but I didn't break down.
Oh, good. All right, interesting.
Yeah, I thought Stormy Weather was the worst, but Wizard of Oz, it takes it all.
I guess, yeah, how about that? All right, so the big cat fight on General Hospital. Can't wait to hear what happens next.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow.
Please,
y'all.
All right.
Fans out there.
There you go. Thanks.
Or today.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Yeah, reminds me of that. Appreciate the call, Chris. Wonderful song, Soap Opera by Rupert Holmes. Yeah, terrific lyrics when it gets right down to it. The cat fight would fit perfectly well in that. So I think so. Maybe I'll have to play that. Yeah, I don't know. But in the meantime, we'll talk to Sherry in Naperville. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
He was a jerk.
What? Hello, this is me. You're on the radio. God. Sherry is usually doing other things while she's waiting. Are you there,
Hello.
Sherry? Hello.
Hello, I am here.
Yes.
Okay. David and I were arguing about
I can tell.
Years.
Yes.
But anyway, I have asked, I would like to wish Leah a happy belated birthday.
Yes.
And also Stephanie in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Who I think was 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm, Stephanie, that's right. Big day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And regarding, this piqued my interest, is Zildjian cymbals.
Zildjian?
Yes.
What about them?
I used to march drum corps.
All right.
And Zildjian was very popular.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're the world's most popular cymbal. They've been around for hundreds of years. They had a 400th anniversary recently.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
And that part was surprising to me.
Why?
Because when I went to NIU, my brother Flora, what do you call that? RA Pedraza from Elmhurst. Mm-hmm. His whole family, they had like seven kids or six kids. The mother played the piano and the harp, and all the kids played an instrument, and they had like egg cartons and, sleeping blankets on the wall so that the sound would absorb in that and not bother the neighbors. But his youngest sister, Farah, was a drummer, my RA. Mm. And she had Zildjian, and that was like in the 80s, and that's the first time I ever heard of them.
Well, 400 years.
Yeah, well, and then I started noticing it. But
Paiste's real nice, too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're a nice cymbal. You know, cymbals come into categories. They could be ride cymbals or crash cymbals. It depends what your hi-hats. It depends what you're trying to do with them.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't really know cymbals other than if you had no talent in marching band, you could play the cymbal.
Oh, God. All right, well, that's one way to look at it, yes.
But there was a percussion section.
Yes, of course.
What else did I want to tell you about? Been on hold for so long. What else did I want to tell you about?
Well, if you think of it, call me back.
Yeah, but you got like 8 minutes.
Well, I know, but we don't want to spend all eight with you thinking about what you were going to say.
No, you're correct.
Mm.
All righty.
All right, so thanks. Appreciate it.
You take care.
All right, you too.
Oh.
There
was one guy with a... never mind.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Very good.
Problems.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
So we may hear back from Sherry or not coming up on WGN Radio.
Well, now, gee, but it's great after staying out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. But we go along harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. The owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and cuddles her cheek to my chest. We start in to pet, and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. Just when I try to straighten my tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss and then we continue again, walking my baby back home. Well, gee, but it's great after staying out late, walking my baby back home. Well, arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby home. Well,
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. Well, that'll be the last Johnny Ray. 1952, and it was a hit record. But, you know, by that time, the song was 22 years old. It was first recorded in 1930, not to much success. But in 31, Ted Weems and Lee Morse and Johnny Walker, Nick Lucas, all had hits with it. So, like, four hits simultaneously. And then a number of other people recorded it, including Dean Martin. But Johnny Ray came out with it in about April of 52. A couple months later, Nat King Cole did. But Johnny Ray had the absolute hit as far as that goes. In 58, Paul Anka did it, and Steve Lawrence did it, and James Darren. I said James Brown, I'd want to hear that. Bobby Rydell in 61. So you name it, we could go on and on. There are so many versions of that, but Walking My Baby Back Home, in that case, 1952, and Columbia. Yeah, so we were talking about cymbals. I know a little about this, very little, because in junior high school, you know, seventh grade, here it hits, and they have electives, and you have your choice. You didn't have a lot of choices, but you had your choice. You could either take art and graphics, or you could take band. Now, art and graphics were out since I could barely sign my name, and I was lucky to see the paper, so I figured band. And I thought to myself, being enterprising even at a young age, what can I choose that my mother will pay me not to play? drums. I can play the drums. And so she don't even know practice pads exist. And I wasn't going to get one. I get a plank of wood. Yeah. And I get a couple drumsticks, fat drumsticks. These were no 7AA drums. These were like 2Bs, fat drumsticks. And sure enough, I would just pick a time when she was otherwise not feeling well, which was most of the time, and I'd just bang on the wood for a minute or two, and she'd say, darling, could you stop? Well, here, why don't I give you a couple bucks and you can go, like that. Yeah, just get me out of the house, Tommy. So it worked. But along the way, I did this only for 2 years, because after 2 years, the band leader informed me that I wasn't really good enough to have a third year, and which was fine because I didn't need it as an elective in the third year. But I do remember, you know, of course, Zildjian Cymbals, but there were like, I don't know, were there seven from which to choose? There were Rides and Crash and Hi-Hat and Splash and China and FX, I think, were those were the six that I can remember. There might be more, but those were the six. And yeah, it was interesting because the Rides, those are the largest, as we were talking about earlier, and it's overriding patterns, you know, and very often they are 24 inches. A lot are 20 to 22. And the Crash, yeah, and by the way, drummers all fight over this, what's the best, do all that. And the Crash, I think that probably the Zildjian F are really good Crash cymbals, but there again, you know, everybody has their opinion. And of course, hi-hats, just like you'd guess. And then splashes are smaller, and that's for like a quick accented sound. And yeah, so just a little splash. And then you know, China was really a Crash cymbal with a different kind of a sound. And the FX were just like you'd think, they were distinct sound effects. So those were the cymbals. And yeah, Zildjian was the absolute de facto leader. So enough about that. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. In the final moments, if you've got something to say, now would be the time to say it. Otherwise, what do we have? So I have, yeah, right, exactly. I have the tabloids. In fact, you know, we'll mail these out as prizes. You know, it'll happen. I know, I'm threatening you again. But we managed to get two copies of The Inquirer. I guess John liked the headlines so much. The Kardashians' $3 billion empire collapses. We have the cover-up exposed, proof Fauci financed China's COVID lab. The Jimmy Kimmel feud gets Aaron axed. Cher is disowned by her children, and Joe Jonas has a revenge romance. All right, so of all those people, who do I know? I know about Cher. All right, so let's find out about her children disowning her. And by the way, this is, of course, the National Enquirer, so I'll leave it to you how much, if any, you want to believe any of this stuff. But there's a number of other stories, too. But you know you're getting older when you don't recognize 90% of the people who they have full stories about. But that's the way it is. All right, there's a Jimmy Page story. Yes, all right, so never mind. That's right, we'll just move on over. And who else do we have? So... okay, we'll ignore Fauci. That's real news. We'll stay away from that. The Kardashian empire. Well, as far as that, I'll never understand how they managed to build it up. I'll tell you, that mother, the woman head of the clan, the one who used to be married to Bob Kardashian, she obviously is a PR whiz. I'll tell you what. I don't know how she managed to do it, but they've made millions out of, near as I can tell, absolutely nothing. So if you think there is anything about them that should make them noteworthy or, heaven forbid, rich, let me know, because I can't figure it out other than, I'd hire mom. There's two people like that I'd hire for any PR task in the world. One is Madonna. She convinced us she was beautiful. Hire her to do anything. And the Kardashian mom. Yeah, she marketed that whole family. That is a talent. That's, of course, the only talent I could find in the group, but nonetheless. So Elijah and Chaz want Cher out of their lives. Aging Cher, blindsided by her own blood. Elijah Blue and Chaz Bono are cruelly branding her as a controlling hypocrite and a monster mom. All right, so Elijah Blue is the offspring of Cher and Greg Allman. And they're in a vicious war. And it was, Elijah Blue and his wife and Cher apparently sending him off to rehab and kidnapping him or whatever. Well, anyway, the other one, of course, is Chaz, and that was Sonny Bono's child. And he blames his lifelong emotional troubles on Cher, of course. Both sons now, of course, Chaz started out as a daughter, but weaponizing her $360 million fortune to control them. And they want to break ties. I don't know, for $360 million bucks, I might let somebody control me, but did they get the money? All right, well, see, we'll have to wonder about this and maybe pick it up tomorrow night, or better than that, you'll call. All right, now on that note, it's pretty much a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. It makes my job easy to do, and I do love easy. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.